Hey friend, welcome to the Intentional Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Ange Barnard. And on today's episode, we're diving in to the role that energy plays in us creating the results that we desire. I know we're often talking about that on the show, but in particular, I want to talk about the energy that you are bringing to the waiting process of achieving your goals. What kind of energy are you showing up with while you are working on bringing that thing into your life or while you're waiting for it to show up? That's what I want to talk about. And the reason why we're talking about this right now is because I just had a conversation earlier with one of my friends and someone who I consider a mentor to me. We were talking about how it's been crazy that ever since I got my TEDx idea accepted on the TEDx stage, how an abundance of opportunities have been coming my way. Like other stages were interested in that same specific idea, and it's given me an opportunity to share my second idea with them. And all these other speaking events have been coming my way, all these other opportunities. And I was telling her this, and we were talking about how we believed that it was related to my energy shift that was happening. Like I was feeling more confident in my idea, in my thought leadership as a speaker, all the things. And when that energy started shifting up, it was like it was opening these doors for me. And I want to highlight this for you because I think for a lot of us, it can be so difficult to keep the energy up when we're in the waiting phase, when we're still working on that thing and we don't see the results happening yet. And then we start to doubt, we start to lose the faith, we start to lose the hope, and we shift down into those low energy levels. When I believe we are called to continue to believe for more, to continue to stay in the state that we believe all things are possible for us, that we serve a God that loves us, that can change anything at any time for us. But isn't that hard to do when you're not seeing the results that you want? Heck yeah, it's so freaking hard. But the other thing that I've noticed when I was thinking back to past things that have happened in my life and just things that I was so excited about, it was the thing came into my life. This is the trend I'm noticing. It came into my life after I surrendered around it. Like I stopped being all controlling around it. And I was like, okay, God, if this isn't for me and you have another plan, like I'm open to it. I surrender. I'm going to enjoy this phase no matter what. I'm going to bring the joy to it. And then it was like, bam, 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 all these opportunities came in. It was like when I surrendered, because this is the thing, that surrender energy too, that optimistic energy, that abundance mindset, that stuff that lies in the higher anabolic energy, it all lives in the same space. So it's like it's where we're not controlling anymore. So I'm going to give you a couple of more examples here. Like I remember back in the day, one of my financial advisors that I had worked with, she was trying really hard to get pregnant and it just wasn't happening for her. But it's like when she surrendered around it and was like, you know, I can look at other options. I trust this plan. It's not my ideal. It's not what I would want. But it's like she came from this place of like surrender, but trust. It was like of a higher energy. It wasn't like, oh, this sucks. It's never going to work out for me. And she was there and she dwelled on that. No, it was like she did a shift there. And shortly after, I remember that she got pregnant. And then there's other things in my life where when I surrendered before I met my husband, you know, I surrendered around like I was like, I'm just going to focus on like having fun through this process of being single. I'm going to travel. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to just enjoy this time. And then shortly after, I met my husband. And I can go back and look at even times in my career, during my career transition, when I was trying to control that whole process galore, like trying to convince people to hire me, just obsessive, like whole, like I just see like clenching fists around the whole thing. And it was like nothing, like I was getting no interviews, zero. No one was reaching out to me. It was like that was happening because I was generating this catabolic energy around it, and it's repelling, this controlling kind of energy. And when I surrendered and I was like, we're good. I can, you know, I look at my bank account. We can continue living. We're going to be okay. It was like, I was like, God, I trust you. It was like, I had to make this little shift. And I remember this day exactly when I got 8 requests on the same day asking me if I would do an interview with them. And I was like, what? Like, there's been crickets for months. And then all of a sudden, all these opportunities. But it was because I believe, this is just my belief, that my energy shifted. And I've seen this difference, you know, with clients. I've been coaching now for over a decade. And I've noticed the difference around energy and what that leads to for people. For example, people that are very clingy towards something, they act like they have to force it and make it happen, that it's all up to them. And there's like a lack of trust there. There's a lack of faith there. Things don't seem to work out that well for them. In fact, it almost is like it takes longer. It feels a lot harder because they're generating catabolic energy. But if they can do that shift in their energy, everything changes. And I have people that I'll be working with, and we're literally like, let's say they want to make a career transition, and we are spending time focusing on their morning routine, like what they're doing for their energy and how they're making themselves proud every day. And when their energy shifts, it was like, it's like everything becomes easier. Like these opportunities start coming their way. Initially, sometimes, and I've seen this with people when they're generating a lot of the catabolic energy, they'll kind of fight me on that and be like, well, help me with my resume. Help me. And I can feel the like the controlling part of it show up. And I recognize that part because I got that in me too. And I'm like, I got to be more strategic. I got to make it happen. But then when I'm like, no, this is an energy thing. Let's shift your energy. Let's get it into alignment. And then watch. Not that you don't need to work on the thing. Please don't get my message wrong here. Of course, you need to be strategic. I'm all about that. I'm a strategy queen. I really do think. I got tips and strategies for days. But the thing is your energy needs to be in alignment. It needs to be of the higher anabolic energy, and then work it with the strategy. But don't be trying to come using those strategies with the catabolic energy, because it doesn't serve you. It's repelling energy. So I bring this up because I want you to do a quick check with yourself and notice what kind of energy are you showing up with. You'll know it's catabolic if you feel like you're kind of clenching stuff, it feels tight, like you feel this constriction kind of happening. It feels heavy. Things feel really hard. That's an example of catabolic energy generating. Doubt, fear, anxiety, that stuff getting the best of you. That's the catabolic stuff. And the anabolic energy is like non-attachment, trusting, the faith, believing for more. I know it can be hard to get into that state. But there's so many things that play a role in you feeling that way and the way you see the world. And a lot of it has to do with physically what's going on, like how you're taking care of yourself, sleep, food, movement, all of that stuff, because it changes the way you see things. And then that will change the energy that you're generating. So all of it is related. We don't get to, like, some people are like, just work with me on this one aspect. Well, you got to consider yourself as a whole being. And the fact that you're an energetic being and your energy creates results for you in your life. So it's important to consider. So then y'all might be thinking, well, like, how do I get there? Like, if let's say my energy is lower, how do I get it up? So the thing here is like the basics. Going back to the very basics, you're trying to work on something in your life, make sure that you're doing the very basic things to get your energy right. You know, like that morning routine, whatever that is for you, that's going to make you feel your best. How you start your energy, the beginning of the day is crucial because everything flows from there. So I'm saying my little 5-minute workouts that I do, like you may have heard me talk about it on the show. I do my 5-minute workout while I listen to some upbeat hype, like, worship music or whatever I'm feeling that day. And it really shifts my energy up and I show up differently to everything I do. It's like it's a tiny thing that takes 5 minutes. Even this morning before I ended up leading a workshop, I stepped outside and went for a walk. It was like a 5-minute walk. And I just like looked up at the sun and I felt like the freshness of the air. And it was like a little shift for me. Drinking my water, like simple things. Start off with the simple things. And then the other thing I want you to think about as you're in this waiting process, how do you want to show up? Not how you've been showing up. How do you want to show up? Like, what would your best self be like through this? What would he or she think? I bet you they would think from a higher energetic place. I bet you they would be trusting and believing that things are happening for them. I bet you that they would trust the timing of things. I bet you they would probably in their mind reflect back on other times where they were supported. Like, go back in your life and look and see where you maybe in the past thought something was hard, it wasn't going to work out for you, and it did. Maybe it wasn't something related to this specific thing that you're dealing with, but like, let's look at other stories in your life, other evidence of things working out for you. Like, even for me, things where I doubt around career stuff, I'll look back and be like, remember when you were trying to find a home to live in that was like the perfect home for you, and it was like the peak of the market, and you were in a time crunch, you're living on the Appalachian Trail, like in the woods, and you need to find somewhere to live, and it needed to happen very quickly, and you didn't see any homes popping up, there was nothing out there, but you needed a place. Remember how you found that place? It's like how that showed up for you. Now look at it. It's like your favorite thing. You talk every day about how much you love your house. Like, this is me talking to myself, right? It's like you see examples of where God showed up for me in the past, even if it wasn't related to the thing I'm dealing with now. That has happened for you. So you need to remind yourself of those moments to keep your energy up, because it's too easy to go down the rabbit hole of like, oh, you know, it's never going to happen for me. And it's things haven't happened for you in the past. Like, all of the things that we're dealing with right now in our life are just so many miracles, so many blessings. And sometimes it's hard to see that when we're dealing with the crap. But you know right now, you're a blessed person, blessed AF. Like, there's a lot of great things happening. Don't let your mindset fixate on the things that are not going well. That's Satan's work right there. It's like, let me point out all the things that are wrong. Let me point out where I'm lacking, where they get to have that thing and I don't. It's happening for them and not me. I'm left out. Like, all of that BS stuff. It's like, if anything, the stuff you're going through right now is going to make for an even better story. That's my favorite thing. Like, when I start doubting, like I do as human, as a human here on earth, it's like, it's the constant reminders to yourself. You got to pump yourself up. You got to tell your brain the things, the beliefs of the higher energy stuff that we talk about here on the show. Because then you will shift your energy and you'll show up differently through it all. But when that starts happening for me and I find myself doubting, again, I reflect back on past things that have worked. I remind myself of those stories. And I also ask myself, what would the best version of yourself think through this? And the other thing I like to reflect on is like, this is going to be a bomb. $$, you know where I'm going with this, story in the future. Because like, yeah, we didn't see any of this working out, and then bam, it ends up being amazing. Like, I didn't get any traction around, like, I think about some of my clients, like, no one's getting back to me around like their opportunities that they're seeking. And then a flood of them comes in and the perfect opportunity shows up for them, and they can see, they're like, I see, I get it. I get why I had to wait for this one. This team is so much more aligned with me. This cause is the thing I care even more about. And it's like, I just want to remind you of that part. Don't give up. Don't be losing the faith throughout the hard stuff. That's when you need to keep it higher. That's when you need to get that energy up. Because it's like something happens when you shift that energy up. I don't know how to explain it. I wish I did. But it's like, things come into your life. It's kind of like the whole concept too, when it rains, it pours. Like, it's almost like when you shift down, it's like, oh man, it's like all the things suck. And then when you shift up and so you start, this is why gratitude is such a helpful practice too, because it's an energy shifter. So you shift yourself to focus on the things that you are grateful for. And then it's like, all of a sudden you get more things to be grateful for. You focus on the things that are working well, the ways that you are blessed. And all of a sudden you get more of those things in your life, right? And if you focus on the goodness that you see in people, all of a sudden you have more things, like more goodness showing up for you that you see in them. It's like shift that's happening. This has even happened to me recently where I used to see someone more in this negative light, someone I'm thinking about. And I did this shift where I started focusing on the goodness of this person. And I just had my mind like track that. Like, oh, this is great about them. I love this about them and this thing and this thing and this thing. And then I started noticing more and more and more things to be grateful for about this person that I loved. And it shifted my whole relationship. But it didn't just happen. Like, I had to guide my brain. I had to train my brain to be that person. Because we are, as humans, wired more for the negativity, to focus on what's wrong. Like, you got to be better than that. You got to train your brain to guide it to the higher energy things. Because you know, at the end of the day, it all comes back to your energy. And at the end of the day, what do you want? You want something because you think it's going to make you feel good. So the best way to get there is to feel good on the way there. That's really what it is. Act as if. And align with that energy. It's like you're turning, and this is the woo side of me coming out, but it's like you're turning to that channel of the thing that you desire. Your frequency is. Your energy is aligning with it. Too many of us are trying to attract and bring things into our life from a place of a lower energy state. And it just doesn't work like that. It's like you're on another, like you're on channel 95.7 and the music you want to hear is at 105.3. Like, no, we got to change the vibration there. So the best way to do that is like if you surrender, you don't try to control anymore and you act as if. Like, if I had that thing, how would I be now? How would I show up now? What would I think? What would my habits be? I wouldn't be worrying about having it because it'd be like I already had it. And I would be showing up all joy-filled. So bringing the joy where you are right now, that's what we're talking about when we talk about rejoice. I say this all the time. It means to bring the joy too. It doesn't mean the circumstance is amazing. It means that we bring the joy to it. So I know that that can be difficult. I acknowledge that. And I know that you have a powerful mind. You can ask yourself the right questions to shift your energy up. You can very intentionally decide what you want to focus on and give more energy there. You can do these simple practices of taking care of yourself earlier in the day physically. You can ask yourself, what would the best version of myself do in this situation? How would she handle this or he handle this? Would they be complaining about it more? Would they fixate it? Or would they actually just jump into solution land? And be like, okay, this happened, acceptance. What can we do about this? This is all energy stuff. Without me getting into the different levels, this is the stuff I'm talking about. In fact, I use this all the time with clients when I'm like, okay, this is showing up in your life. We can categorize this as a 1-2 state. And if you were at a 4 or 5, 6, 7, how would you be showing up? What would be different for you? What would you think? And it's like you try it on. You think that way and it changes your energy and that changes the actions you take. It changes the results you have in your life. It's so important. It's so important to think about the energy that we're bringing into the things that we're doing in our lives or trying to do. So important. That's the real work. And I think about, you know, I do a lot of work around helping people with career transition, but I really just think about it as like, I'm just helping you with getting your energy into alignment because you're already a very powerful being. It's not about forcing it, making it happen. It's not about that. It's about trusting, right? Getting back to that state of where you having the faith, get your energy back up there. And then it's like things, you will naturally do the things that you need to do and the opportunities will come your way. I just have seen this over and over in the coaching work that I've done. And you may have heard some stories where I talk about some of my husband's opportunities that we've been able to help him get in his life. And a lot of the work is involved in when he dips into those lower states, I'm asking the questions. What's an opportunity for you? What would the best version of yourself do in this situation? What's another way? What if this is happening for you? Like that kind of stuff. Okay, so those are questions that you can borrow. All right, pray for me because I'm speaking on the stage here soon. It's actually on Sunday at the time of this recording. So just a few days at the time of this recording, but you might hear it later, this podcast, but it's always helpful for us to just put it out there, like that love and that joy and that light for everybody else too. Because when you start putting it out there for other people, you start feeling it too. So I'm super excited about what's to come. I want to share this and end with this mantra for you. You're grateful for where you are. because there's so many things to be grateful for. And you're excited about where you're going. I'm grateful for where I am. I'm excited about where I'm going. All right. Have a blessed day. I will talk to you soon.